Yeah, I'm ready. Do we have everybody up here? Okay. All right, we'll call to order the February meeting of the Historic Preservation Committee or Commission for the Town of Cary Beach. The first thing we have to do is administer the oath to the
members. Tom, George, Craig, and Joe.
And Ed.
No, Ed's already a full member of HPC. As an
alternate. Oh, HPC, that's right.
So he does not have to do it. I think you guys had the other.
No, it says Ed on here, though.
Well, if I wrote him on there, I didn't
okay,
get it.
Okay, all right.
Can't beat up this guy here.
So you'll just repeat after me. I state your name.
You just wait. We're missing Ed.
He's already on.
He was just appointed, yeah, so he doesn't have to do this. Okay.
He snuck out.
Okay.
All right, start over.
I state your name.
I Joe Warlock.
Swear that I will support and maintain.
Swear that I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws.
And the Constitution and laws.
Of the state of North Carolina.
Of the state of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
And I will faithfully discharge my duties.
As a member of the Historic Preservation Commission.
As a member of the Historic Preservation Commission.
For the town of Cary Beach.
For the town of Cary Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Before you go on, Greg, I just want to mention that the oath we all took, talking about following the Constitution and the laws of North Carolina, first time I took the oath, 4 years ago, I immediately went out and got a copy of that because I had never read it before in my life. So I suggest you at least read it. I'm not saying memorize it, but be able to reference to it or know, at least know where it is. That's my public announcement.
Good public announcement. It looks like we only have one item on the agenda, but we got to go through the process. So if we jump back here, is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
I make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now we have the adoption of the minutes from our hearing. And
I have a discussion item here.
Sure. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
On the hearing.
On the hearing. Okay.
These are transcript notes, right?
Correct. It's verbatim.
It's kind of verbatim. If they, if the notes misrepresent a KBC code line item, should we fix that?
I could not fix it. We would have to take it back to the court reporter.
Usually, you don't want to alter a court reporter's transcript. Usually the court reporter will include a errata sheet where you note things like you just pointed out.
She may have given
well, I do have two comments on page 7.
Do we know if there was an errata sheet if you go to the end maybe?
Well, the question here is your correction that we misstated things, or do you think there was a mistake in the...
I believe there was a mistake in the transcript.
In the transcript, okay.
Did you go back and listen to the recording?
No.
Okay. Well, we'd have to do that before we could ever add anything, because she does it verbatim, so we'll have to look into that. But what are your corrections that you
like
made?
Page 7, line 19, it talks about code 1508.12K. It's actually .120K, so it's missing a zero. And 12 and 120 don't sound alike, so.
We can look at it, and then I'll...
Yeah, why don't you just go through, and then somebody can listen to the transcript and see how it was.
Yeah, and the next one is the next line, which isn't as serious. It's 120J4. But when you type it out, it's got the decimal points between the J and the 4. But that at least gets you to the right place, 120J4.
So the big one is real whether it's 12 or 120 in the transcript.
Right. And there is no 12, so it's got to be 120.
It has 2 decimal points? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that line 20 should be...
Line 19.
No, well, line 19, 12 should be 120.
Correct.
Yeah, I got that.
Line 20, 120J4 should be 120.J.4.
Okay.
That's all. It's
my suggestion, you just call the court reporter and see what she wants to do about it. I would suggest, if I was talking to her, I would say, how about we do an erratic, can you provide?
Yeah. So why don't you go, why don't you make a motion to approve this hearing? Because I need this hearing approved. I can't keep holding off on that part. And just mention those two amendments that we'll look into. But I need this hearing approved tonight. Okay. I can't delay it anymore.
No, that's fine. Okay. Does anybody else have any comments?
Yeah. If somebody want to make a motion to approve the hearing transcript, subject to the comments made by...
I'll make that motion because I have... So I motion that we approve the December 3rd, 2025 hearing transcript with the comments pointed out from page 7, line 19, and line 20.
A second.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Nope. Okay. Public comments? Anything public comment?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay, we then have an organizational, again, elect a chairperson and vice chairperson. You know, again, I was kind of the chairperson because I was pretty actively involved and I'd done this before, but now that we've gone through one of the meetings, I would recommend that Joe become the chairperson, so it's kind of easy to transition from the planning commissioner to the chairperson.
He cannot be the chairperson.
Well, he can't.
No, he can only be the chair of one. I actually did learn that in our code.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, that's interesting.
You can only be the chair of one.
That I didn't know.
I looked it up.
Okay. I guess you kind of violated that a few times. All right. Well, I'll continue to be the chairperson if that's okay then.
Can I continue as vice?
Yeah.
Well, I would like to continue as vice and back up, Craig.
Okay. Does anybody want to volunteer?
Anybody else interested?
Is that okay?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right. Is there a motion to regarding the organization recommendations?
Well, let's have two different motions.
Two different, okay.
So I'll make the motion that Craig Galbraith stay as chairman of the Historic Preservation Commission.
A second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And I'll make a motion that Mr. Barlock stay as vice chairperson of the Historic Preservation Commission.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, okay. Old business, we don't have any old business. New business, the only thing I would like to ask is a little bit about the status of what happened and if we have anything else coming up in the future.
Status of what happened?
With our previous one. I mean, what's the status of the development?
You mean like the COA that was approved?
Yes.
You're the approving committee
for that. So it was approved as a... When is the COA issued? After?
COA issues the decision, and I still need to get it to their attorney.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I was asking. Okay, so.
And we need to cancel this meeting for next month.
Right. And then second question is, do we have anything coming up in the future?
Not that I'm
sure we do.
Okay.
Like 100% guarantee.
Okay. The question I had is I was asked by a couple people in the last town council meeting how often we meet as a HPC. And I know we've had some discussions on this. Is this a as needed?
Correct.
Okay, this is as needed. So
I know something potentially, obviously I can't share what that may come before you, but it's possible.
Okay, all right.
And comment along those lines. Our liaison pointed out to me, you recall that, let me start again. You recall that we amended the design standards to eliminate the specific reference to 1940s-1970s building. We used other language that made all of you comfortable with that, and it was actually easier to deal with. Mr. Ashbridge pointed out that even though it's not, and we did amend that standard, you all did that, that's fine. that on page one of the design standards, even though it's not a standard, it's an introductory paragraph, it again refers to 1940s-1970s. So in April, I'll bring you a text amendment that replaces that reference with what we, and use what we did in the standard. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
In other words, it was in two different places. We changed it. We wanted to change
it. Right. All right. Very good. Any further discussion? New business? Old business? All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
No,
we have to make a motion to cancel our March meeting first. I'm sorry. I saw pop up there.
We can't see you up there.
I'll make a motion to cancel the March meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion to adjourn. I'll make the motion to adjourn.
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Very good.